FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A portion of the China Emporium building is being demolished in central Durban. Fires have engulfed the building twice in the last 2 years. A court ordered the owners to destroy the structure on Dr. Pixley Kaseme Street, but they couldn't because of financial constraints. Etekwini was then given the green light to move forward with the destruction. Acting head of development planning at the city, Sibisiso Ndebele, has described the multi-story building as a public safety hazard and an eyesore.
That implosion, you use a lot of the dynamite and the combination of all of that. You don't want to destabilize the structural integrity of the building that is next door. So what I'm told is that they will do mostly the mechanical part, where they will use the excavator. So it will be more mechanical, with very little implosion.
Ndebele says the demolition and removal of debris is a process that will take around 2 months.
They've got a tight deadline to finish everything by June. That building that you're going to be seeing there will be gone, flattened, rubble taken out and ready for repurposing. Also, remember, it's approximately 15 million would need to recover from the China Mall. It's a municipal man.
An economist says the country's banks might charge customers to cover the cost of the new deposit insurance scheme, CODI.
The reality is that an insurance like this needs to be paid by somebody. And even if the banks have to pay for this, then eventually the banks will shift this cost to the bank's customers as well. So in the end, it will be the customers that's going to pay for this.
Davi Root has been commenting on the launch of the Corporation for Deposit Insurance. The Reserve Bank says if a bank collapses, CODI will provide cover of up to 100,000 rand to each qualifying depositor. Root believes the scheme's likely to be compulsory. Now, British mining giant Anglo American has turned down a blockbuster $38 billion takeover bid from its Australian rival BHP. Its board says the proposed deal significantly undervalues the company and is highly unattractive for its shareholders. The merger would have been one of the biggest deals the sector has seen in recent years. Further afield, flooding in Tanzania has killed at least 155 people and affected more than 200,000 others. The country's prime minister says the current El Nino weather pattern has made the rainy season worse. Some of Tanzania's neighboring countries like Burundi and Kenya have also been affected by heavy rainfall. And a dramatic operation to save the lives of 160 pilot whales has ended in partial success in Western Australia. Wildlife officials have managed to return 130 of the stranded mammals to sea. At least 28 of them died. Spotter planes in the area are continuing to watch and see if the released animals will return to shore. A recap of our lead story, a portion of the China Emporium building in central Durban is being demolished this hour. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.